CIA, FBI, NSA assessment. Russia's influence campaign targeting the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Part 2. Russian campaign was multifaceted. Moscow's use of disclosures during the U.S. election was unprecedented, but its influence campaign otherwise followed a long-standing Russian messaging strategy that blends covert intelligence operations, such as cyber activity, with overt efforts by Russian government agencies, state-funded media, third-party intermediaries, and paid social media users, or trolls. Bullet point. We assess that influence campaigns are approved at the highest levels of the Russian government, particularly those that would be politically sensitive. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. Moscow's campaign aimed at the U.S. election reflected years of investment in its capabilities, which Moscow has honed in the former Soviet states. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. By their nature, Russian influence campaigns are multifaceted and designed to be deniable because they use a mix of agents of influence, cutouts, front organizations, and false flag operations. Moscow demonstrated this during the Ukraine crisis in 2014, when Russia deployed forces and advisors to eastern Ukraine and denied it publicly. End of bullet point. The Kremlin's campaign aimed at the U.S. election featured disclosures of data obtained through Russian cyber operations, intrusions into U.S. state and local electoral boards, and overt propaganda. Russian intelligence collection both informed and enabled the influence campaign. Cyber espionage against U.S. political organizations. Russia's intelligence services conducted cyber operations against targets associated with the 2016 U.S. presidential election, including targets associated with both major U.S. political parties. We assess Russian intelligence services collected against the U.S. primary campaigns, think tanks, and lobbying groups they viewed as likely to shape future U.S. policies. In July 2015, Russian intelligence gained access to Democratic National Committee, (DNC) networks, and maintained that access until at least June 2016. Bullet point. The General Staff Main Intelligence Directorate, (GRU) probably began cyber operations aimed at the U.S. election by March 2016. We assessed that the GRU operations resulted in the compromise of the personal email accounts of Democratic Party officials and political figures. By May, the GRU had exfiltrated large volumes of data from the DNC. End of bullet point. Public disclosures of Russian collected data. We assess with high confidence that the GRU used the Guccifer 2.0 persona, DCLeaks.com, and WikiLeaks to release U.S. victim data obtained in cyber operations publicly and in exclusives to media outlets. Bullet point. Guccifer 2.0, who claimed to be an independent Romanian hacker, made multiple contradictory statements and false claims about his likely Russian identity throughout the election. Press reporting suggests more than one person claiming to be Guccifer 2.0 interacted with journalists. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. Content that we assess was taken from email accounts targeted by the GRU in March 2016 appeared on DCLeaks.com starting in June. End of bullet point. We assess with high confidence that the GRU relayed material it acquired from the DNC and senior Democratic officials to WikiLeaks. Moscow most likely chose WikiLeaks because of its self-proclaimed reputation for authenticity. Disclosures through WikiLeaks did not contain any evident forgeries. Bullet point. In early September, Putin said publicly it was important the DNC data was exposed to WikiLeaks, calling the search for the source of the leaks a distraction and denying Russian, quote, state-level, end quote, involvement. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. The Kremlin's principal international propaganda outlet, RT, parenthesis, formerly Russia Today, end parenthesis, has actively collaborated with WikiLeaks. RT's editor-in-chief visited WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in August 2013, where they discussed renewing his broadcast contract with RT, according to Russian and Western media. Russian media subsequently announced that RT had become, quote, the only Russian media company, end quote, to partner with WikiLeaks and had received access to, quote, new leaks of secret information, end quote. RT routinely gives Assange sympathetic coverage and provides him a platform to denounce the United States. End of bullet point. These election-related disclosures reflect a pattern of Russian intelligence using hacked information in targeted influence efforts against targets such as Olympic athletes and other foreign governments. Such efforts have included releasing or altering personal data, defacing websites, or releasing emails. Bullet point. A prominent target since the 2016 Summer Olympics has been the World Anti-Doping Agency, parenthesis WADA, end parenthesis, with leaks that we assess to have originated with the GRU and that have involved data on U.S. athletes. End bullet point. Russia collected on some Republican-affiliated targets but did not conduct a comparable disclosure campaign. Russian cyber intrusions into state and local electoral boards. Russian intelligence accessed elements of multiple state or local electoral boards. Since early 2014, Russian intelligence has researched U.S. electoral processes and related technology and equipment. Bullet point. DHS assesses that the types of systems we observed Russian actors targeting or compromising are not involved in vote tallying. End of bullet point. Russian propaganda efforts. Russia's state-run propaganda machine, comprised of its domestic media apparatus, outlets targeting global audiences such as RT and Sputnik, and a network of quasi-government trolls, contributed to the influence campaign by serving as a platform for Kremlin messaging to Russian and international audiences. State-owned Russian media made increasingly favorable comments about President-elect Trump as the 2016 U.S. general and primary election campaigns progressed, while consistently offering negative coverage of Secretary Clinton. Next bullet point. Starting in March 2016, Russian government-linked actors began openly supporting President-elect Trump's candidacy in media aimed at English-speaking audiences. RT and Sputnik, another government-funded outlet producing pro-Kremlin radio and online content in a variety of languages for international audiences, consistently cast President-elect Trump as the target of unfair coverage from traditional U.S. media outlets that they claimed were subservient to a corrupt political establishment. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. Russian media hailed President-elect Trump's victory as a vindication of Putin's advocacy of global populist movements, the theme of Putin's annual conference for Western academics in October 2016, and the latest example of Western liberalism's collapse. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. Putin's chief propagandist, Dmitry Kiselyov, used his flagship weekly news magazine program this fall to cast President-elect Trump as an outsider victimized by a corrupt political establishment and faulty democratic election process that aimed to prevent his election because of his desire to work with Moscow. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. Pro-Kremlin proxy Vladimir Zhirinovsky, leader of the nationalist Liberal Democratic Party of Russia, proclaimed just before the election that if President-elect Trump won, Russia would, quote, drink champagne, end quote, in anticipation of being able to advance its positions on Syria and Ukraine. End of bullet point. RT's coverage of Secretary Clinton throughout the U.S. presidential campaign was consistently negative and focused on her leaked emails and accused her of corruption, poor physical and mental health, and ties to Islamic extremism. Some Russian officials echoed Russian lines for the influence campaign that Secretary Clinton's election could lead to a war between the United States and Russia. Bullet points. In August, Kremlin-linked political analysts suggested avenging negative Western reports on Putin by airing segments devoted to Secretary Clinton's alleged health problems. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. On 6 August, RT published an English-language video called, quote, Julian Assange Special. Do WikiLeaks have the email that'll put Clinton in prison? And an exclusive interview with Assange entitled, quote, Clinton and ISIS funded by the same money, end quote. RT's most popular video on Secretary Clinton, quote, how 100% of the Clintons' charity went to themselves, end quote, had more than 9 million views on social media platforms. RT's most popular English language video about the president-elect called, quote, Trump will not be permitted to win, end quote, featured Assange and had 2.2 million views. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. For more on Russia's past media efforts, including portraying the 2012 U.S. electoral process as undemocratic, please see Annex A, Russia. Kremlin's TV seeks to influence politics, fuel discontent in U.S. End of bullet point. Russia used trolls as well as RT as part of its influence efforts to denigrate Secretary Clinton. This effort amplified stories on scandals about Secretary Clinton and the role of WikiLeaks in the election campaign. Bullet point. The likely financier of the so-called Internet Research Agency of Professional Trolls, located in St. Petersburg, is a close Putin ally with ties to Russian intelligence. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. A journalist who is a leading expert on the Internet Research Agency claimed that some social media accounts that appeared to be tied to Russia's professional trolls because they previously were devoted to supporting Russian actions in Ukraine started to advocate for President-elect Trump as early as December 2015. End of assessment, part 2.